The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn some great tips on how to stay productive during difficult times. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and today I want to talk to you about one of the most important subjects in life, and it's how to stay productive during any crisis. The key to success in life is task completion. A crisis and your ability to manage a crisis is the testing time in human life. Today, your ability to be productive, to discipline yourself, to do the right things in the right way over and over again, when there's nobody even watching you, there's nobody disciplining you, this is basically a testing time. This is where people test themselves by learning different ways to produce high amounts. Most people, if they don't have a structured environment, start to kind of fall apart. Their levels of productivity start to drop. Now, before we even start, I want to just say one thing, is the key to success in life is task completion. Task completion. And I've taught this, as you know, I'm the best-selling author in the world on time management. I've sold millions and millions of copies in 46 languages, so I know a little bit about the subject. And it's just amazing how many people don't realize it. When I was young, I used to think that time management was like a subject around the outlying areas of my life. Like I was the center of the world, and that the time management was way out here. And then I realized that time management is the sun around which my whole world turns. It's the sun of your life, and how well you manage your time determines your whole life, your income, your productivity, how good you feel about yourself is really, really important. Now, while we all face difficult problems now and again, a crisis presents a high level of difficulty because it's almost always an unexpected and unprecedented situation that is affecting more than just ourselves. A crisis and your ability to manage a crisis is the testing time in human life. And so what we'll talk about here is how you manage your time during the crisis that we're going through today. During a crisis situation, you may have the misconception that everything is beyond your control. But I want you to remind you of one thing. You'll always be able to control no matter what the outside world looks like, and that is your dedication to becoming the best possible version of yourself and focusing on your goals. Whether it's your business or your personal life or even your mindset, a crisis situation is a time to adapt, not pause, and not become discouraged. So today I want to share a few tips to help you stay productive during any crisis. First, number one, don't worry about things that you cannot change. Always ask, is the problem you're facing a problem or a fact? Now, a problem is something that is amenable to a solution. You can sit down with others, you can write it down, you can look at the alternatives, and you can decide to do one thing or another. A fact is something that you can't change. So never get upset about a fact. Now, one of the things that I learned is that most people are unhappy today. All the psychologists and psychiatrists and psychotherapists are dealing with patients who are talking about facts. They're talking about past events. A past event that has occurred is a fact, and you can't change it. Past events with regard to your family and your previous relationships and your wives and financial decisions that you've made and people that have hurt you and so on. These are all facts because they're past events that you can't change. So what you do is you make a decision and you say, and this is what I decided many years ago, no regrets. No regrets. If something happened and it didn't work out, and it cost me time and money and pain and so on. No regrets. Accept it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, your ability to respond effectively, your response ability, is what's going to make you better and stronger in the future. Now, number two, dare to step out of your comfort zone. Be prepared to approach difficulties differently than you have before. One of the things that I've learned is that the greatest enemy of success in business is the comfort zone. Harvard University did a study in 2013 about your business model. And what they found is that about 80% of companies are using a business model that is obsolete, partially obsolete, or a lot obsolete, or completely obsolete. And they are forced, it's very strong about staying in the comfort zone. They do everything possible to keep on doing what they were doing before. And so your ability to get out of your comfort zone is very, very important. Is to expand your thinking. So this is your narrow thinking. Expand it and look at all the possibilities that are available. One of the things I learned many years ago is always be open to the possibility that you could be wrong. Always be open to the possibility that what you're doing today is wrong.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.